Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate Jean Bordeaux, he's a legal expert and advocate, and Kim Kerr, she's the founder and a lead volunteer of Community Circle South Africa. They have both been involved in what I think is an incredible, incredible initiative. Good morning to you both. Advocate Jean Bordeaux, we spoke to you last week. Everything's arrived. It went down and it went successfully.
Yes, and we're very, very grateful that that happened. You know, it was a very, shall we say, adventurous trip, and we're very glad that it all ended up in success.
What do you mean by adventurous?
We had some interesting occurrences on the way down. One of the vehicles had difficulties with its brakes coming down from Vermeulen's Pass.
Oh, of all places.
Right. We were able to get everybody there safely. We thank we are very thankful for the team that was there, the fire ops guys that were able to assist, the mechanic that came out to sort that out, and just the general support and care of the whole group and team that went down.
Absolutely incredible. Kim, good morning to you. You are the founder and lead volunteer of Community Circle South Africa. Tell us your involvement.
Morning, Howard. Well, it's difficult to pinpoint whose involvement was where. We all kind of just jumped in and networked wherever we needed to network, be it for donations. We were all responsible for all different things and helping each other in the different various aspects that we were all doing. Some of what I was doing was helping to get our toll fees lifted for the trucks. That's a 25,000 rand joke. It's right there.
Incredible. Like you don't even think about, I didn't think about things like that, but it's that level of detail, I guess, that makes an enormous difference to the success or the lack of success of this type of operation.
Well, Howard, I think, a huge shout out needs to go to the guys who donated their time, their vehicles, their manpower, fire ops, ER24, the truck drivers themselves.
So Jean just mentioned Fire Ops. Who is Fire Ops?
Fire Ops is a company that they have a small vehicle that they use to do what they call tactical firefighting. Mm-hmm. So for example, when one of our vehicles started smoking from behind, they then jumped in.
Right.
Had anything happened that would have needed more intense fire assistance, then at least we would have had that for our vehicle.
Absolutely incredible. Who's the better person to tell us what was actually delivered? Is it you or Jean?
I think Jean, you can take this.
Yeah, sure. Howard, look, there was a tremendous amount of food, non-perishable foodstuffs that was donated, as we mentioned in our previous discussion on air. And this was packed into small parcels. The very large lion's share was done by CRC Ministries. There were a large number of parcels that were made up. These parcels were boxed individually. They were placed on pallets. They were wrapped in plastic so that they could be delivered to a family as a unit. And we're given to understand there are approximately 11,000 of those boxes delivered, which feeds a family for about 2 weeks, which is very, very good.
Amazing.
These boxes were delivered to based on various lists of persons who had been identified as persons in need. And it wasn't just randomly handed out on street corners. It was very targeted and it was very specific and it was very accountably handed out. Because one of the things I think it's very important when you do these drives, when you do these operations, is that for the donors, they want to know that what they've given, what they have sacrificed from their side, reaches
the right people,
the very persons that it is intended to do. You know, for instance, we had a number of comments on social media that where people said, "Please, we're quite happy to donate, but please make sure we don't reward the looters."
Interesting that, absolutely. Because it's absolutely possible. It could be that the looters are living in the same areas of people as people with needs in the same way.
That's why we relied on the aid agencies and local churches to ensure that the people that that were the recipients of these packages were in fact folks that were known or were listed, and to a very large extent we believe that we've been able to achieve that. Secondly, the thing we wanted to do was to make sure that the victims of the looters and the people who'd lost their businesses, people whose premises were damaged, people whose livelihood was affected, they received the packages or was as best one could. You know, it's never an exacting science. You can never track each and every box all the time.
Right.
But you can certainly make a very concerted effort and make put in place a system, should I say, not make the system, but put in place a system whereby these checks and balances can, to some extent, to a greater extent, in fact, be available to make sure that the donors can be satisfied that that which they gave went to those whom, to whom it was intended.
Incredible. Kim, what was the reaction of the recipients?
Well, I mean, how would you can imagine the, you know, just when you've lost everything, something that's taken you years to build up, if it's your business, even if it's a small spaza shop, you can imagine the reaction. And we've got videos of guys receiving packages. And then if they had a child, also a piece that we were able to upload of those, also being handed out along with those baby food, people are able to feed their families. And you know, as Jean was saying earlier, yes, you can't hand out to everybody, but you've got to avoid looters, right? And SAPs were incredible throughout this operation. We had 16 SAPs guys with us at all times. We had a marked vehicle ahead of our convoy to make sure that we actually also didn't fall victim to what was going on to begin with.
That would have been, yeah. I mean, I think that was probably the worst case or the worst imaginable scenario is falling victim to the very thing that you're trying to address here. Absolutely incredible. Jean, is this has been a tremendously positive operation. Is there anything else planned, or is it now handed over to regular business policing and agencies to assist?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, if I may, that it was an absolute pleasure working with Kim. She's been an incredible lady out there. She was really kicking butt to help make this work in so many ways that I don't want to take all the airtime, but she's just been amazing. So thank you, Kim. You are a star. Secondly, I want to give a massive shout out to Fidelity Security. These guys went the extra 10 miles. The escort vehicles they provided, the staff, the aerial support we had, helicopters checking the route ahead of us. To make sure that we could use the most efficient routes, avoid traffic jams and all those kind of things, which goes back to the security we were just speaking about. Howard, to answer your question directly, what is planned for the future? At the moment, that which has gone down is obviously being handed out, and we made a decision at this stage to have a look and assess how this has been implemented and how we can improve, obviously, because this was the first time. And secondly, to involve new and different parties, because you can't keep going back to the same donor base. It's not fair. There must be a shared burden in our society to help others. It's otherwise what happens is it's the same willing horses literally that get dragged along. And with all due respect to the folks that have given, and we're incredibly grateful for them, it's also time for other South Africans to step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
And what I'd like to do is put out an appeal this morning through you, Howard, is to say, come on guys, many, many others of you have heard about this little initiative. Come on, there must be many more out there, corporates, individuals who would like to make a contribution, who would like to also put up their hand and say, yes, we want to touch our nation.
So, John, how do they get
to help?
We do need to wrap up, but just tell me how they get hold of you or the
organization. Well, I would like them to contact Kim on the community circle for now.
Right.
And we're talking mainly to corporates, and what we will do is we will then – once we've completed our assessment on this project,
right,
we will then put together a new project and a new system of donations and transport, et cetera. And then we will hopefully come back on the air with you, Howard, and put out there what the next step is.
Absolutely. I do need to leave it there. But Kim, just quickly give me the contact details.
They can look us up on Facebook. If they look under groups, for Communities Local SA. They'll find.
Right, that's the best place to do it. Facebook, look at groups and look for Communities Local SA. That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, Kim Kerr, founder and lead volunteer of Communities Local SA, advocate Jean Bedeau, legal expert and advocate, doing incredible, incredible work.